Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories: is your small business ready for the busiest shopping period of the year? And asking for a do-over when you make a mess of your job interview. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday are three of the biggest shopping days of the year, and they are upon us. Is your small business ready? We're joined now by Amit Mathradas, head of the Small Business Unit at PayPal. Amit, what should business owners know?
You know, there are, as we talk to a number of merchants, you know, PayPal has about 15 million merchants within our business and 192 million consumers. So we're constantly in touch. And the thing that we talk to them about during this holiday season are three key primary things on getting ready for the holidays. One, if you have an online site, make sure your checkout is simple and easy to use. Or have all forms of payments, limited steps. You know, there's a stat that says there's about $4 trillion in abandoned carts sitting today. So the more you can simplify it, the more you can recover off that abandonment and drive more sales.
Wow. That's an interesting number. That $4 trillion, is that what you said?
70% of carts are actually abandoned.
Goodness gracious. All right, so is that number come down, or is that a constant number? How do you measure that, if you can?
Well, that number is measured based on, you know, knowing the abandonment rate of carts is about 70%. So, you know, looking at the number of the volume of sales that are happening in the online space, you know, that's how you get to that $4 trillion. As online grows, you know, and assuming the abandonment stays the same, then that number will increase. Mm. The good news for merchants is 60% of that $4 trillion is actually recoverable. And through marketing tactics, through simplified checkout, offering things like, you know, PayPal One Touch, where a consumer logs in once into that PayPal account, and you'll automatically log in every time you go to a site that accepts One Touch and kind of helps you get out easy.
Yeah.
The other big one is mobile. You know, the Deloitte this year predicts that there's $1 trillion in holiday sales. E-commerce is growing at about 17 to 19% year on year.
Wow.
While mobile is growing at twice that rate, of 42%. At PayPal, we see about 30% of all our transactions are now mobile. So for a merchant, having a mobile strategy is no longer a nice to have. I think it's pretty imperative today that you are capturing a lot of that demand that comes to the market from mobile devices. And the third piece is, you know, having the right promotions in place. 80% of consumers say if they shop online, they want free return shipping, or they expect it. So is that a promotion that the merchant runs, or others that are built around the product, services, or region that they're serving?
Yeah.
is another key one.
Thanks, Amit. Amit Mathradas, head of the Small Business Unit at PayPal. Coming up next, asking for a do-over when a job interview or presentation goes poorly. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know: 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more: Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. We'll finish with this. You know it in your gut. You just blew the big job interview or presentation. Is it possible to get a do-over? Correspondent Jennifer Kashenka says don't rule it out.
Job interview didn't go well? Maybe you should ask for a do-over. Sue Schellenbarger of the Wall Street Journal is here with some tips on how to make a second impression. So Sue, if your job interview wasn't so hot, what's the first thing you should do?
Well, try to find out where you went wrong. If you sense that an interview is going badly, you may already know. You may already know that you showed up unprepared, or you didn't ask good questions. There are certain mistakes that you can't recover from, and those are two of them. If you dressed wrong, arrived late, some faux pas can't be remedied. You should just write it off to experience and move on. But there are some cases where I found people actually can go back to the hiring manager and make a strong, honest case that they forgot to provide an example that illustrated, you know, how they could perform well on the job, or they have new information or a work sample to provide that might influence the decision. So if there really is a good reason for you to get a do-over, occasionally, not always, you can get a second chance.
And how do you actually go about getting that second chance? Do you call them? You email them?
These days, email is more common. I think it's kind of the accepted way to do this. And it quickly write and say, you know, I thank you, humbly admit where you went wrong, be very clear about what you have to offer that you haven't already given the hiring manager, ask apologetically for the chance to send that information on email or to meet again and to talk more. One young manager I interviewed did this, said he had been dying to work for this company since he entered MBA school, and even earlier he had been familiar with the company. He could offer better examples and make his experience clearly relevant to the job opening. He got another chance, and he got the job. So occasionally this will work.
So is this a new trend, or is this something people have been doing for a while?
I don't think it's a new trend. I think perhaps there is a bit more give and take these days. People are changing jobs more often, returning to the same employer sometimes. And certainly inside the company, if you ask for a do-over after giving a presentation that went wrong or making a mistake, I think managers are more tolerant of mistakes as a route to learning. I spoke to a couple of CEOs who said, people make mistakes. If, you know, if an employee needs a do-over on an important presentation, we'll try to give them a second chance. It's the way they learn. The problem is, if you make the same mistake twice, the CEO isn't going to be as tolerant.
Your story also talks about recovering from poor performance reviews. How do you go about getting a second chance there?
The performance review is great because often the reasons become clear that there's a mismatch. Maybe the boss thought that he or she had given clear instructions but didn't. The employee misunderstood what he or she was supposed to be doing. This can happen pretty easily on that first performance review. So if a misunderstanding surfaces, and it's a genuine misunderstanding, one guy I interviewed said he asked for a redo in 3 months. He went back and did his job differently, taking much more initiative, which is what the boss had told him he needed to do, and he got a much higher rating 3 months later rather than waiting a year for another review.
Circling back to the interview portion of this, obviously it's important to get it right the first time. What are some tips to stand out in your first interview?
Well, you absolutely have to show up on time, be impeccably dressed, have done your homework on the employer and what its current challenges are, and on the job. What are the requirements of the job? And then think through exactly how your experience applies to the that particular job. The employer is looking for what you can do for them. They're not looking for a dog and pony show on you. They want you to relate your skills to what they need. So that, if you think about it, can take quite a bit of time and preparation. And then when you show up, don't take a red-eye flight the night before and show up with no sleep, all rumpled and exhausted, which is what one guy did, I found in the story. Show up in good shape, really ready with your A-game.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger with correspondent Jennifer Koschenka. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, same place where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Hey, free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. Let's make it a small business forum. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.